660 AM. The Answer.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And right now, you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-507-2955. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-507-2955. That's 1-800-507-2955. 1-800-507-2955.
You can listen on the go. Find us on iHeartRadio. 660 AM, The Answer.
America's liberty is under assault, and women are rising to the defense. It's time for Ladies Can We Talk on 660 AM, The Answer. Common sense talk with women and men about politics and standing up for America. With your host, nationally acclaimed speaker and author, Debbie Georgiatis. Ladies Can We Talk starts now.
Hey there, welcome back to Ladies Can We Talk. I'm so happy you've tuned in for our second hour, and my leading ladies this week joining me are Chris Davis and Drinda Randall. Hi, ladies.
Hey, Debbie.
You know, the concept of this, doing this second hour, and I meant to say the whole first half, we actually have a call-in line. It's 866-660-5759. The show is 2 hours only once a week, and so we have no trouble filling 2 hours. No trouble at all. But if you want to call, you're certainly welcome to. I was going to say one thing that someone had, I want to wrap up something from the previous segment. Someone had sent me, I guess, you know, this whole talk about the Confederate stuff. Someone sent a letter to Democrat chairwoman, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and it said, "Will the Democrat Party finally apologize for supporting slavery, lynching, segregation, and the KKK? Will the Democrat Party itself pay reparations to Black Americans?" Okay, that's pretty good, because they're always trying to claim they get credit for all the things they didn't do. But anyway, it was kind of funny. Well, we're going to turn this hour and talk about this United States Supreme Court decision, which has kind of captured the whole country's attention in the last 48 hours. It's a decision on marriage and on same-sex marriage. And I want to start by just, you know, we're just going to have a conversation playing off each other, but I do want to start with a bit of a statistic. And, you know, there are frequent studies about how widespread or what percentage of America really is in gay or lesbian lifestyle. And, you know, I will say the federal government, their numbers, and you know, they're going to try to exaggerate. The federal government says it's more like 2%. 2% of Americans are gay or lesbian. There was another study done by a liberal pollster that put it at 3.4. So either way, we're talking about a very small portion of Americans. I'm going to say at the outset, and I don't want to have to say every 5 minutes, this issue is not about hate. The issue of same-sex marriage is not about hate. I think there is a lot of hatred displayed by many in the LGBT movement against anyone who dares say, "I support traditional marriage." And certainly historically, there has been hatred expressed by those who are opposed to gay marriage or who are anti-gay. But what we're talking about today, what matters so much to America, is the issue more than what the case ruled is, who gets to run America? Who gets to make these decisions? Because this was literally a 5-4 decision,
right,
by people sitting in a air-conditioned office in Washington, the Supreme Court, and ruling for all of America that this is what marriage is. I think that's one of the reasons people are just flummoxed or flabbergasted.
Especially when in state after state, there have been elections where amendments to state constitutions have passed overwhelmingly, stating that the people who are voting believe that marriage is between a man and a woman, and that's how it should stay. And so, like you say, we've got these five people who have basically thumbed their nose to the will of the people in this country who have gone out and voted. And I think our checks and balance system is being turned on its ear.
Well, and at my church this morning, they talked about that whenever in 2005, when Texas had their vote, it was the vote was 68% was against same-sex marriage, and the remainder was for it. And somehow now it shows in the polls that it's 60-40. And GLAAD, that is the Gay Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation organization. And what they did is they said that our main objectives to change this around is that we've got to work with Hollywood. And our strategy is this. We're going to work with Hollywood, and we're going to get same-sex couples to have TV shows or be in TV shows and keep indoctrinating that until it becomes mainstream. So in 2003, they had only one show that had that appearing. In 2013, they had that happening with 111 different shows. So we got used to seeing that normalized, and that's whenever it became 60-40. So, the continual strategy worked, and...
Yeah, I use the expression a lot of times in my talks that the left is relentless.
Relentless.
Not just on this issue, but every issue. Global climate, alleged global climate change, which is a hoax. We have had shows about that. See the website if you don't know that. Mm-hmm. We have lots of data that shows that. But I think that there is a pattern in the left's just determination. We decided what's right, and you're going to go along with what we want. And they engage in all sorts of... I will share these numbers. I don't have the research in front of me, but a very reliable website, the American Family Association, the Family Research Council's Peter Sprigg, actually totaled the number of voters in states who have had the opportunity to vote for traditional marriage versus and same-sex marriage. And the answer was, in his data, was when given the opportunity in states, 3.3 million Americans, 3.3 million, have voted in favor of same-sex marriage.
And that's only in three states.
Yeah,
right.
Three states. Okay. The number of people who have voted in favor of traditional marriage, I don't want to say they've voted against gay marriage, they voted in favor of and support of traditional marriage, is over 41 million. So it's like 12 to 1. And I raise that to say, majority doesn't make right. If you had a majority who said, I want to return to slavery, or a majority say, let's take away women's vote. I mean, the fact the majority, it doesn't make it right on its own, but it does signify that a very significant chunk of Americans do not support same-sex marriage. They want to keep traditional marriage as a hallmark of American society. And so it's relevant to the question of why is it that the Supreme Court, literally in a 5-4 decision, can change 4,000 years of history. And, I want to make this is my little lawyerly point. I promise I won't do all lawyerly after this. But the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment was passed to essentially say that now these slaves who are freed by the 13th Amendment, these slaves have all the same rights as everybody else. It's basically we all have equal protection. That's what the language is. So the Supreme Court in this case, in order to say that same-sex marriage was required by the Equal Protection Clause, had to first change the definition of marriage. People use the term that they're changing the definition of marriage, and they mean the application of the court's decision afterwards will be changing marriage. But the Equal Protection Clause was written at a time when everyone knew marriage meant a man and a woman. And it's been applied in many cases. Like, there were cases where some state had a law saying you couldn't get married if you were behind in your child care, your child payments, your alimony, your child support payments. And they said, no, equal protection means everyone can get married. And they use equal protection clause in cases where states formerly had laws that they're called miscegenation laws. There were horrible laws that said, you couldn't have interracial marriage. And they said, no, that violates equal protection. But all those cases are talking about a man and a woman. What the court had to say to itself was, we, the court, equal protection in the case of marriage, we're going to redefine marriage and then find this is a violation, because everybody actually already had the right to marry a member of the opposite sex. That's what equal protection is. They had to first say, no, marriage means either opposite sex or same sex, and therefore there's a violation of this clause. And maybe that distinction doesn't, I don't know if you two are thinking like, why are we talking about this? But I think it goes to the idea they were just determined to make this finding.
You know, Debbie, based on what you just said, it shows us that the people who govern us, whether it's the Supreme Court or whether it's the Congress or the president, they are not infallible. Right. They make mistakes. They pass bad decisions. They make bad laws. Dred Scott, look at these.
Plessy versus Ferguson.
Yeah. Right. I mean, these things that have happened in our past. And so, but what is trying to happen now is we are being conditioned to look to the government for all our answers. And anytime there's a problem, oh my gosh, we must pass more laws. And so I think what you're showing here is, you know, there's a fallacy there, and it's huge, and it's about to have huge ramifications for our country. But, you know, I think most of the people in this country know where to look for infallibility in guidance for their life. And that is being shoved in their face.
You know, I can see this is going to be a fabulous discussion, I can tell. I think I want to just plant the seed and go to break and then come back. The seed is this. I want us to talk about why, because many Americans will say, well, you know, I'm happily married to my husband and my wife, and we have a traditional marriage. But how is anyone in this society hurt by some other the family down the road being a same-sex couple? How is traditional marriage hurt? How's American society hurt? It's a valid question to ask. It doesn't really relate to the Supreme Court's ruling, but it is in this discussion we're going to have ongoing, literally for decades now. We're going to have this discussion. We have to be ready to answer, why does it matter? Why are you so opposed to it? How are you hurt? So this is Debbie George Ask, Chris Davis, Dorinda Randall. Ladies, can we talk? Come back after our break.
The answer 660 AM the answer.com.
Abolish the IRS. Well, sounds like a pipe dream, a phony rallying cry that politicians love to use, but they never act on it. But really, hasn't the time come to get serious about abolishing the IRS and replacing our convoluted income tax code with something like a fair tax or flat tax? Common sense is starting to scream from the rooftops. The way the IRS has behaved in targeting conservatives, stonewalling congressional investigations, having lead IRS officials taking the fifth, and generally conveying a mind-blowing, out-of-control arrogance, says it's time to shut down this government agency. This kind of action is what is known as taking back our country. Debbie Georgiadis here, your host on Ladies Can We Talk, from Sunday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m., on my show, we talk truth about America, and we talk about what can be done to truly take back the country. I hope you'll join me in the fight.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? $22 a month.
Call 1-800-919-8949 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-919-8949. 1-800-919-8949. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Why should you try a free bottle of Krill Omega 10X? Well, if you're one of the millions of people who take fish oil and you want to experience the incredible benefits of krill and improve your joint comfort in just 7 days, then you've got to try a free bottle of Krill Omega 10X, the ultimate combination of ultra-pure fish oil and krill. Only Krill Omega 10X has 10 times the power of regular krill oil, so you know it's going to work for you. Experience the miracle of Krill Omega 10X for your heart, your cholesterol, your brain function, focus, energy, and especially your joints. For your free bottle, call now, 1-800-500-9575. We're so sure your joints are going to feel better and more flexible in just 7 days, we want to send you a free bottle. We know once you try it, you won't want to miss a day. Call now, 1-800-500-9575. Get your free bottle before they run out. Dial 1-800-500-9575. Call right now. 1-800-500-9575.
There's no question juicing is the hottest craze sweeping America today. Why? Because juicing supports healthy energy, vitality, and cleansing. It even helps you stay fit and trim. The only problem with juicing, though, is the mess, the cost, and the cleanup. Introducing the Certified Organic Juice Cleanse, the fast and easy way to get the benefits of juicing without the hassle and without the cost. The Organic Juice Cleanse is organic juicing made simple. With over 24 superfruits and dark green vegetables like blueberries, broccoli, spinach, and kale, each great-tasting scoop of the Organic Juice Cleanse rejuvenates your body from the inside out. You just scoop, shake, and go, and you'll feel great every day. Best of all, be one of the first 1,000 callers and get your free bottle today. That's right. For your free bottle of the Organic Juice Cleanse, call right now. 1-800-500-3510. That's 1-800-500-3510. Call now. 1-800-500-3510.
660 AM, The Answer. 660 AM,
TheAnswer.com. We return to Ladies Can We Talk with host Debbie Georgiadis on 660 AM, The Answer.
Hello there. Welcome back, Ladies Can We Talk. We're talking this evening about the United States Supreme Court decision, the 5-4 decision, just this past Friday, a couple days ago, and essentially forcing or saying same-sex marriage is valid, must be acknowledged in every state, must be acknowledged from other states. And, you know, I want to just say this about that, and then we just have about we have tons of points you want to talk about with you. One basic thing is, you know, this case did not end the discussion. This case is just the beginning of what will be many, many, many cases, literally hundreds of cases in the next years over what this decision means and how, because the problem is this case has made a constitutional right under the 14th Amendment, the Equal Protection Clause, to marry a same-sex person. And there's also the tension is on the First Amendment religious freedom. You know, we have a First Amendment, the first freedom, the freedom of religion. And so there are two competing constitutional powers are now recognized, or rights recognized by the court, and they will be in conflict. And there are some on our side and the conservative side who say, you know what, can we just shut up? Why do we have to always be talking about marriage? Why can't we just be quiet? And, you know, why do Republicans always have to do that? You know, and in fact, S.E. Cupp came out and said, quit talking about marriage.
But, you know, Debbie, I was driving around in my car this week and I heard Rush Limbaugh on, and he was talking about this very thing, that he has friends who talk to him and say, just can you get them off the social issues? It's killing us. But his observation was, it's Republicans are not leading with the social
right.
issues. They're not the ones cramming them in your face. It's the Democrats. It's the liberals. It's the progressives. And they're the ones that are bringing them up, and the news media are their willing accomplices. They're putting it out there. Like Dorinda said, they are trying to change the culture through movies, through TV shows. And I mean, I, for one, have felt the in-your-faceness
right.
and on social media as well. So, I beg to differ with the people who are telling conservative Republicans to get off the social issues. We're defending our turf. We are not leading with this.
And even on Facebook, sometimes you see some of your conservative friends that they say, I'm seeing the most vile things from Christians and what they're saying. And I'm like... And then I look at all the posts that I've seen that are pretty vile from the other side, but I've seen nothing but Christians write back things that are loving. Now, sure, there's some that say you're going to go to hell with this kind of sin and everything. And then the rebuttal to that is, well, adultery is a sin and everything else is a sin. But we're not making it to where adulterers are able to just completely do whatever they want to do. We call
don't
that
legitimize
a spade
it.
As well.
Yeah, we
and,
don't legitimize it.
You know, and... But we've got to stop, you know, stop demonizing each other. But in Fairfax, Virginia, they are talking about having the school children be able to have sex ed, and it's explicit sex. And it's the kindergartners are going to be taught the 1 out of 52 genders that they can be.
You know,
I mean,
actually, I'm glad
seriously?
You raised this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's on Facebook. If you open a new Facebook account now and you pick your gender, there are 52 choices, 5-2.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm actually, Dorinda, I'm glad you raised that because it ties in what I think is important to talk about. What's the answer to someone who says, what do you care? Mind your own business. No one's
right.
changing your marriage. And so what do you care what somebody else does?
So you know, all of these things have such ramifications, intended and unintended consequences, when you do something this radically, this quickly. And, you know, in this case, it's just like Dorinda was pointing out, what are children going to be taught in schools? There's already been a lot of discussion about things that are being slipped into curricula. And now that the Supreme Court has passed this decision, it's going to be even more in your face. And so what are parents to do when these are your children and you want to decide when your children learn about sex, what they learn? And this is being taken, you know, parental rights are being usurped by the federal government at an alarming rate.
Well, I like teaching my kids about compassion for all people. And I think that that swings to everybody. It covers everybody. But like you were saying, Debbie, your question about, you know, who does it harm and what's the argument with that? And the thing is that it hurts our society by this being the topic that we're all talking about. I don't understand why we have to focus so much energy on something that's so superficial when you've got ISIS and everything else going on. But it's just such a toxic way to demonize the family. And
it is it's interesting you say about demonizing the family. I think sometimes in America, we grow up in this country and we are aware of decades and hundreds of years of history in our country where the basic thing was always the nuclear family unit. It was mom, dad, and the kids. And of course, you always had cases. There were divorces. People were widowed. And so it wasn't like the entire country was living some ideal lifestyle. But the goal was a nuclear family unit. And that is in contrast with, and it created stability in our country. The family created economic stability. You weren't just an individual trying to make your way through. You're part of a unit and you looked out for each other. And sometimes one was sick, but the other one could take care of them. And you would trade roles, who was kind of helping out. You create an economic unit, not just for the spouses, but for the children. Mm-hmm. And you also created a unit that in the Christian and Judaic faith, and I think many faiths, was seen as an institution that came from God. Now, we cannot, as a society that is, you know, we are founded in Judeo-Christian values, but we have freedom of religion. We can't just say you only can have Christian standard of marriage, male and female, is the only thing it can be because the Bible says, and we can say that because the Bible says so, but we have to be able to talk about the value of marriage in a family and the value. And, you know, there are cases, in fact, I almost got this woman on the show today. She's a Canadian woman who grew up with two dads. And she talks about how, regardless of what people say, you know, but what a beautiful thing it is. She always wished she had a dad and a mom.
Right.
And there was another guy talking about, you want both. And so I think to just ignore the human nature reality of family life and ignore the fact that simply people, they do want a mom and a dad. I guess I'm feeling bad. I'm kind of digressing from one of things we were trying to talk about, which is how does it hurt anybody else? I will say, because the left is so relentless, I think one consequence we're going to see almost immediately is pressure on the churches.
Right.
The freedom of religion, just saying, you know what, you may believe in traditional marriage, but you can't discriminate against same-sex couples.
And that's where I think that we are going to have a turning around of the country to looking more at the conservative and finding out the truth about conservatives. Because the Hispanic leaders, there was a Mexican bishop, and he said, I am not going to teach that this is okay. I am not going to rewrite the Bible because the Supreme Court did this. And the African American churches are doing the same thing. So a lot of churches are starting to say you cannot rewrite the Bible for something that has been extensively true for 4,000 years, that a family is a man and a woman.
Well, it's become time for the church to stand
right
up and become the church.
Yep.
And to be salt and light.
Right.
And to not just be you know, in the world and of the world.
Right.
And so I think that it's kind of a wake-up call for Christians. And so we're going to have to, you know, take our stand. We're going to have to help prepare our children. And we're going to have to be salt and light and speak lovingly the truth in this world.
It is lovingly and is leading public thought. I think Christianity has withdrawn into the churches more. And it's, I think that there's been kind of a notion, well, we have our morality and we'll leave the other everybody else alone, but we have to be, I think we're called upon to speak about, you know, the reasons for what we believe and the reasons why it's so important, and to be, you know, the salt and light. I love those analogies, those passages in the Bible, and I love just being comfortable as the Christian leadership of society and not just a segmented little one religion to the side, but really what society was born out of. I also mentioned one other thing, that other reason why this matters to everybody is the kind of whole domino effect. I mean, so for 4,000 years, it was a man and a woman. Now today in America, we're saying can be same sex. And literally, that decision came out on Friday. And literally since then, you've had an article on Politico, a completely serious, thoughtful, long article, yep, arguing for polygamy. Just saying, wow. And this is exactly what Christian conservatives have said. Once you change the definition, what's the principle basis to say, okay, it's a man and a woman, which was original marriage, or it's a man and a man and a woman, woman. Once you lose the original definition, how do you stop?
The pedophiles are you know, there. I read an article last night that they are demanding their rights, and that, you know, nobody's really proved that somebody who was sexually abused as a young child, that there were really any problems from that. And, yeah, you know, so here we go. And go ahead, Dorinda.
And how do you judge? How do you sit there and say, well, it's okay for same sex, but it's not okay for polygamists? How do you say it's not okay for these guys? You get back into the whole thing of the left will just say, oh, you can't judge.
Well, if words don't have meanings, and if we have negated and turned away from our absolute basis, then, you know, anything goes.
Right.
And, you know, who knows what it, I've lost my train of thought here.
I want to chime in though while you're thinking about find that train. This point, you know, we started this hour talking out about the Supreme Court's decision on marriage, and there were actually some brilliant points made by Justice Roberts in his dissent, and I think it's important to recognize this is the same justice the very day before who
couldn't find the Constitution.
Couldn't read eight words in a federal law. He couldn't read plain English. But somehow this marriage decision, Justice Roberts found the Constitution and found his kind of moral grounding again. He basically wrote this very strong dissent saying, don't you think the Constitution requires this? This has nothing to do with the Constitution. He actually took the rare and almost unprecedented step. He read his entire dissent out loud from the bench in the Supreme Court. Because he's making the point, basically, are you kidding me? Among the things he said was, he just said, the issue of same-sex marriage should be decided not by the courts, but by the public process. Just who do you think we are? He asked them, calling the majority's decision an act of will, not legal judgment. He said, it doesn't matter what my judgment is on whether marriage should be changed to include same-sex couples. The decision rests with the people acting through their elected representatives, not with five lawyers who happen to hold commissions authorizing them to resolve legal disputes. He said the constant, I mean, he was just went online. I think, you know, this is a really tough issue. I will, one thing, I know we're really jumping around, but everyone I know has family members, has friends, right, who are gay. They treat them with love and respect and dignity. They do not judge them. They do not denounce them. They don't get in their face. So it's not a question of, as the left always tried to say, it's hate or not hate.
Right.
It's a question of how do you preserve society as an intact strength, you know, with stability and structure and order, so children born to families know what family structure is. Because, in America, we have nuclear family units. In communist countries, we have communes and groups raise children. And in polygamous societies, in Muslim societies, you have one dad, five wives, who knows how many kids. It's different in other countries. It's okay for America to have our definition of family. And it's okay to hold on to it. And Justice Roberts is exactly right in this case, saying it's up to the people to decide.
Right.
So, we're going to, we went a little long at 7:30. When we come back,
I think we should talk about, because I think it's really important on talking points about this. You know, we've had some suggestions from our many people involved in this, saying, what can you do? What if you're a citizen just completely upset about this decision? What can you do? What remedies does America have? How can we take back this issue and not have it run by the court, but actually decided by the will of the people? So this is Debbie George Ast, Brenda Randall, Chris Davis. Ladies, can we ever talk? Come back after the break.
AM, The Answer. The Dennis Prager Show.
I have been saying for years that if you can identify as the other sex, then there is no reason you cannot identify as another race. Once you break down the barriers to objective reality, and all reality becomes subjective, I am what I feel, then it should apply to everything. You are what you feel.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at noon, right before Sean Hannity at 2 on 660 AM, The Answer.
In high school, I ate dinner at a friend's house one night, and the mom asked me, "Where are your people from?" After volunteering the name of the street we lived on, and then the name of the states where my parents grew up, I finally realized she was talking about my family's ancestry. That story reminds me that America was founded on and only can thrive if, in identifying ourselves and others, we see higher and think better than race and ethnicity. We can only find unity around ideas like equal rights from our Creator, liberty, free markets, limited government, freedom of religion, hard work, and the self-reliant American spirit, and the caring for our neighbor, for which America is the model for the world. To move forward in America, we need to speak up against those who would divide us along gender, racial, or ethnic lines and unite around the only thing that can unite us, American ideals. This is Debbie Georgiadis, and ladies, can we talk?
Our country was built upon the foundation of strong men and women who had a vision for what America should look like decades ahead. From the brave soldiers who battled for our freedom to the police and firemen who keep us safe here at home. These are the people who have built the foundation that can support America for years to come. Foundations are just as important for your home as those men and women are for our beautiful country. And that's why Alliance Foundation is here to help. At Alliance Foundation, they know just what your home needs. It may not be the cheapest quote out there, but it's definitely going to be the one that does the job right. Wouldn't you rather take the time to have it done right the first time and not have to go do it over again? Alliance Foundation knows that you don't put a Band-Aid on something that needs stitches. Alliance Foundation also wants to give all former and current military, as well as emergency servicemen, a 10% discount on all their jobs. So go online to AllianceFoundationRepairTexas.com. That's AllianceFoundationRepairTexas.com.
This plan is not insurance and does not meet minimum credible coverage requirements under the Affordable Care Act. This discount card program contains a 30-day cancellation and refund period. Administrator and benefits limited. Dallas, Texas, not available in all states.
Are your medical expenses and insurance costs out of control? There's a way to pay less for the health care you need. RealMedSavings.com. It's a membership like a club that lets you access huge networks of medical professionals for a whole lot less money. RealMedSavings even connects you with a board-certified physician anytime, 24 hours a day. The doctor will consult with you, diagnose the condition, and when necessary, call in the prescription. You pay nothing for the doctor's consultation because you're a member. You save money because we've already negotiated discounts on dental, vision, prescription drugs, and much more. Just go to RealMedSavings.com and learn all about it. RealMedSavings is not insurance. You just save real money on your health care for you and your whole family, and it costs less than a dollar a day for the whole family. No salesperson will call, and there is no long-term commitment. Convenient money-saving health care. RealMedSavings.com.
I don't like sit-down dinners. I don't go to sit-down strikes. I like standing room only, and I don't ride bikes.
This pretty bad song is by a guy with pretty bad hemorrhoids. He needs Preparation H relief with a power of two. First, use fast-acting Preparation H medicated wipes, then longer-lasting Preparation H maximum strength cream.
Let's sit together on the porch swing.
Preparation H. Don't stand for hemorrhoids. Use as directed.
And try specially formulated medicated wipes for women.
Hey, 3 hours a day is all I ask. Join me, Sean Hannity, from 2 to 5 each weekday, right here on 660 AM, The Answer.
More of Ladies Can We Talk with Debbie Georgiadis, right here on 660 AM, The Answer.
Okay.
Okay, we're talking about, and ladies, can we talk on this Sunday evening? We're talking about the United States Supreme Court decision on the subject of marriage. And it was a pretty massive change in American culture and history, the Supreme Court ruling this past Friday by a 5-4 decision that America must accept same-sex marriage. And I think it's one of the most tender and difficult subjects to talk about, because each of us has friends and family who live in the gay lifestyle. We love our family and our friends. The discussion's made difficult by the fact that, along with many other arenas in American life, the left has portrayed this as just set up two polar things. You either agree with us or you're a hater. And so many people become silenced. They don't speak up because they don't want to say something that's going to be taken as offensive. They don't want to be the one who said something mean. But this is how this, as Dorinda was describing in the last segment, the left used cultural vehicles, inducing more and more gay couples in television shows, just cultural vehicles to change thought. And then you start to question yourself, well, maybe I shouldn't say that. But I will say, you know, what is among the consequences of this decision? This decision is not the ending point of anything. It's very much a beginning. And one thing it's going to be the beginning of is further attacks on people of faith who would like to just say, for my life, I would like to stand with traditional marriage. You know, even before this decision came down, the country was... There were literally dozens, and I think hundreds of cases in which a same-sex couple seeking to get married went to a baker that would make wedding cake, you know, a wedding cake, or a florist who provide flowers at a wedding, or a photographer for weddings, and asked to have that person, you know, perform the service for their wedding. And when the professional declined based on their personally, genuinely held religious beliefs that marriage is a man and a woman, they got sued. In fact, there are cases where people's business has been shut down, their livelihood has been shut down, the courts are taking the side. And what the courts are doing, they're taking the side of the individuals trying to change the definition of marriage as against the person who's trying to stand for their religious freedom. These cases will only expand. The left has been belligerently insistent and will be even more so. And so I think, you know, we try on the show to talk about ways to find healing answers. It seems to me one healing answer is, I think it would be a fabulous move if you could hear from the leadership of the LGBT communities in America. You know what? We're grateful to have our right to marry. We would like to express respect for those who have religious opposition to gay marriage. We can find a truce. We can find a middle ground that says, I don't have to go to your florist. If you're the flower company that doesn't want to provide flowers for same-sex marriages, we'll go to the florist down the street. I would love to hear a message from the left of reconciliation, of kind of, okay, you know, we can respect your religion if you'll respect our marriage, or at least not interfere with each other. There are no such messages coming that I've heard.
You know, Debbie, your intro talked about, you know, the friends, the family members, whomever we know personally, and people we love that are homosexual. But the other side of the coin is the political agenda that this track is on. And it's not about, you know, compromise or living and loving, you know, coexisting.
Right.
It's an agenda. The thought that I lost a while ago was that, you know, the code words, it's all about love and equality. And, you know, love without truth is not love. It's just sentimentality.
Right.
And there's a guy named Timothy Keller who said that it supports and affirms us, but it keeps us in denial about our flaws if we have love without truth. Mm-hmm. And so the truth can be hard, and equality, you know, that sounds really nice. And on a lot of different issues, you know, equal pay and all that, there's always little nuances that show the real agenda. And I had read a story about in 2013, a homosexual activist said that gay marriage isn't about equality. It's about destroying marriage. And that's what you get when you go to the far extreme political agenda that is going to be used with this Supreme Court decision.
I'm glad you're making that distinction, Chris, because I think there are, you know, hundreds of thousands or whatever, millions of people who think they are, who are living the gay and lesbian lifestyle, and they genuinely have no more agenda than to get to marry their partner. But the woman you're speaking about, this is the one who's on the Glenn Beck thing, the Blaze?
Masha Gessen.
Yeah. You know, there are, to recognize, as in the same, we're talking about in the case of the Confederate flag, there is a larger agenda at work. And the far left, there is the agenda of just this whole nuclear family unit, this whole Christian faith defining our morals in life. This is abhorrent to the leftist mindset that wants to control all of life, to have people faithful to their religious beliefs and their values. It interferes with the left's desire to control their lives. So it is a true. In fact, I was reading about this. Gay pride parades are increasing in Cuba, and which is astonishing. And there was actually a story about the idea that the Cuban government loves pushing this gay pride stuff because it allows them to keep control of the people, because the people stop listening to the church. A church, you know, religion and Christianity and the church is just you know, the utter opposite of what true communist, true dictatorial leaders want. So Cuba's pushing this because it knows it undermines the power of the church in their communities.
And this is how you fundamentally transform America.
Right.
You know, when we elected an agitator, a community organizer to be our president, he told us what he was going to do.
Right.
And we need to listen, we need to pay attention, and we need to be prepared.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, in Masha, I think it's Masha Gessen, what she said was, too, was we are going to have to lie and say that it's about gay marriage. And it's not about gay marriage. It is about the destruction of the institution. And that is what the objective is. And it is to the left's what they do whenever they do their strategy sessions. I don't know where they do them. But anyway, but what they do is they talk about lying to the American public. And look at Jonathan Gruber. He said they were going to have to lie in order to get Obamacare passed. They knew that it wasn't going to work the way that they were telling the public it was going to work. But they were going to have to lie and leave it up to the stupid American voters, is his exact words.
Sure was. You know, I was going to mention on the back to the Supreme Court case, mm-hmm. Justice Scalia, who is probably the most brilliant, I don't know, several of them are brilliant. He's a really brilliant guy. And he wrote in this dissent in the marriage case, he essentially said the majority's decision is a threat to American democracy. And this kind of comes back to, you know, I think a central point on this whole discussion has to be leaving aside whether you're pro same-sex marriage or pro-traditional marriage, you know, who gets to decide this is a really, really important question, because it's a culture, a civilization changing, a culture changing thing. Once you deviate from traditional family, as we talked about a moment ago, they say, okay, well, same-sex marriage is also in our definition of family. There is no principled basis then to refuse people to say, well, I think there should be polygamy. I think that should be two guys and three women. I think, and then people who advocate pedophilia are also at saying, well, you know, we should be considered normal. There's nothing wrong with wanting to have relations with a boy if he says he likes it. And so you just lose the whole moral basis of society once you deviate from it. So and even if you think that same-sex marriage is about equality, it still isn't a decision that the Supreme Court should have been making. And I want to tell you one more thing. I know I'm taking too much time, but I want to tell you one more thing. It's so interesting on this subject. American society has functioned for all, you know, it's 200 plus years, basically on traditional marriage and also on the notion that we were grounded in ideas that come out of the scriptures, and including complete religious freedom. So others don't have to have any religion. They can change their religion every day. But we had a deference for the concept of freedom of religion. It's the first right. It's the first thing in the First Amendment. And yet in these cases surrounding marriage, when President Obama spoke after the marriage decision, he essentially was arguing that religions should change their views. He pretty much said those words, that religions have to change their views. So he, one president in this year, 2015, is speaking against 4,000 years of Christian, Judeo-Christian history, speaking against American history for 200 plus years, saying, no, now that we, the community organizers are in charge, here, we're going to change religious values. And Hillary Clinton made a very similar comment a few weeks ago. She talked about the need to change deep-seated cultural codes and religious beliefs that they have to be changed. This is a lesson. We're going to undermine the whole cultural fabric, the way America was created. We're pretty much up against a break. Did you have something really quick to say, or couldn't tell?
Well, you got it when you're quoting the smartest woman in the world saying the same thing. the president said.
Wait. Smartest?
Yeah, after us. Okay, well, you know, we're a little long in this segment. We do have our last segment. I want to turn the last segment. We'll probably talk about marriage some more, but we're going to zip off to the break. And when we come back, I do want to talk about this argument that Chris Matthews and others on the left are making that Republican women are going to be tempted to vote for Hillary just because she'll be the first woman president. And heaven help us if any Republican women are actually thinking that way. We'll talk about why that's a bad thought. So,
amen, sister.
Because ladies, can we talk? Debbie Georges, Mike, after the break.
Listen to us live on iHeartRadio, 660 AM,
okay.
The Answer.
Hi, Debbie Georgiadis here with a Liberty Minute on the subject of income inequality. Nobody wants the poor to remain poor. America's founding belief in the power of liberty is that the poor need not remain poor if they are given equal opportunity and the liberty to apply hard work and their God-given talents to improve themselves. And there are countless examples of Americans who've done exactly that, including my own family. But when the power of individual liberty is discounted and income inequality is addressed by taking from some to give to others, no one truly benefits. The recipients of this forced redistribution have not experienced earned success, so will have no basis for lasting success. And those who have had something taken away have not experienced the honesty of true charity. America should honor the power of liberty and achievement by expanding opportunity, not punishing success.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off because being a teacher, you don't make a whole lot of money.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360 to talk to a certified counselor.
I had heard about Trinity, so I made the call. They took care of all of my credit cards, and now I am completely debt-free.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, stop late fees, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
My name is Ann, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
That's 1-800-758-5360.
Hey, it's Mark Davis. Is there a snoring issue in your house? Are you on the receiving or the delivering end of that? Well, either way, some folks just aren't sleeping right. And some folks face a real health risk from sleep apnea. This was me. A lot of our health depends on the kind of night sleep we get. So if you got the snoring issue and sleep apnea is the issue, there's the CPAP device, which just doesn't work for some folks. There's surgery, which is, well, surgery. And then there's SimpleSleepServices.com. Check them out. SimpleSleepServices.com. John Truitt and the gang with a magnificent oral appliance. I've got it. It works. It's not the mask. It's not surgery. It's awesome. I love it. You'll love them. And they're in Dallas and Fort Worth. So check them out at either location. Check them out online at SimpleSleepServices.com. Great people to work with. Stop dreaming about a snoring solution and a good night's sleep. If you don't want surgery and the CPAP thing just isn't working, 469-685-1700. 469-685-1700, SimpleSleepServices.com.
With CUDA Sign, paperless e-signing is a no-brainer for any business that requires legally binding signatures fast. That's because CUDA Sign offers everything you should expect from an electronic signature solution for just $1 per month. CUDA Sign cuts document turnaround time as much as 90%, thanks in part to its number one rated mobile app. And CUDA Sign's secure cloud stores documents for on-demand tracking and retrieval, saving you even more time and money. Don't think twice. Get CudaSign now for just $1 per month. Go to CudaSign.com.
Come celebrate at Festival Americana, a free concert this Friday, July 3rd at 7 p.m. featuring the Park City's Presbyterian Church Choir and Symphony Orchestra. We will honor those who have sacrificed for freedom, including a 70th anniversary World War II tribute. Make sure to stay and enjoy Wild About Harry's after the concert. That's Friday, July 3rd at Park City's Presbyterian off Oaklawn at Wycliffe in Dallas. Go to pcpc.org.
Saying I don't know is no longer acceptable. This is 660 AM, The Answer.
Back to Ladies Can We Talk with Debbie Georgiadis on 660 AM, The Answer.
Okay, then. You know what? We are into our last segment, and I just hate when we get to this point because I feel like I have to talk even faster than I normally do. But we wanted to hit back. I said earlier today, and I always say, I want to talk about solutions. And part of what's happening when the Supreme Court issues a ruling that people don't like, too many of us could just go, well, I guess that's settled. But in this particular case, I think the marriage decision is so rattling so many Americans who just, even if they might think same-sex marriage is okay, they think you don't get to decide this. And so there are people talking about actual remedies, and I want to share a couple of them with you. In fact, Ted Cruz, our Texas Republican senator, a U.S. senator and candidate for president, he's talked about, what about a constitutional amendment to the United States Constitution that simply says states have jurisdiction over marriage, or only states have jurisdiction over marriage. So it just takes the entire issue of marriage away from the federal courts. And in fact, there was another point being made in a different, I co-hosted another show earlier in the week, and we were talking about this point that, you know, Congress has the right to establish the jurisdiction of the federal courts in the Constitution. So Congress could just say, here, you know, henceforward, the federal courts have no jurisdiction over marriage cases. I actually, as a lawyer, I can see some problems with that. It's a little bit of a, you're already in the middle of it, and how do you go back? But I think, you know, those, and there are also people talking about the Article 5 Convention of the States, an actual constitutional convention, and putting things out there like, you know, 30 states, you know, 30 states by majority vote of the member of the either citizens or legislature can overturn any Supreme Court decision. I mean, do something, because the real goal is to take the absolute authority away from the United States Supreme Court. And I like those ideas. There's also, actually, you saw Ken Paxton just issued something, right?
I did. And you know, Debbie, thank goodness we have both houses of the Senate and the Congress up there, because, boy, we know they'll get right on it.
But yeah.
Here in the state of here in the state of Texas, though, our Attorney General Ken Paxton issued an opinion today affirming the right of county clerks and their employees to accommodation of their religious objections to issuing same-sex marriage licenses, and the right of justices of the peace to refuse to conduct same-sex wedding ceremonies due to religious objections. And you can read the full opinion at www.texasattorneygeneral.gov. Also, I saw where our governor, Greg Abbott, posted from Joshua 1:9, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go."
I love that passage.
And see, I think, now, you know, talking about that's what we could do congressionally or politically. Those are things that we could do. But things we should do as a people is keep being loving and kind with our truth. Whenever we see things that are posted or see things that are being said, or you get confronted by somebody, just tell them that you are going to pray for them, for one thing, but also just keep in mind and read your Bible, read Proverbs 29:18, put yourself into a situation where you turn to the Word of God. And also the other thing is, remember Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Those are the things that give us peace. And they also, fighting this anger with love is what's going to win. And that's what we've got to do when it comes to the vitriol, the vile comments that you're seeing out on Facebook and in Twitter and everything else. And these guys that are also being attacked. If you see that somebody that you love or a state representative that holds your values or are fighting for these issues, also put things on there that show your heart and show that you are fighting with love.
Be active in speaking up. I think it's part of what you're saying. You know,
right.
There's a vital need for, I think the left has managed to convince many people that it's just too politically incorrect and unpopular, and I'll be labeled insensitive and intolerant. But it's okay to speak up for traditional marriage. And I think it's really important also, every time we can speak in a positive way, we're supporting traditional marriage, not we're against somebody else. And back to these alternative ideas, you know, we did a show a while ago, a month or so or more, I think, we talked about an Article 5 Convention of the States, and there's a lot of fear about that. A lot of fear that, man, if we do that, you're, you know, who knows what the left will bring up. But, you know, at some point, what is happening to our Constitution is not like
everything safe if we don't do it. It means the Constitution is being, you know, shredded, and the rights of the people are being shredded. And so, if they're, and the founders in their wisdom included methods to change the Constitution. So I'm very open to the idea of a constitutional convention to talk about a variety of issues, this being one of them, a way to rein in the Supreme Court. You know, another because I just think people are clamoring to think they have the right to have a say in this decision. They don't want to have their religious values be diminished, or they're unable to exercise them. I mean, I think it's important in your churches to speak up in your church. And so I know that Kirby Anderson and Point of View Radio and also Liberty Institute, they put out kind of points that your church could put in place, like, you know, defining what we accept in marriage. And so it's not just a personal decision to somebody who comes in and says, you know, I'd like to ask you for a same-sex marriage ceremony. You say, I'm sorry, our founding documents, our guidelines, our bylaws, we only do this. I mean, the churches can protect themselves. And I just think there's a, I love, Dorinda, your point about a message of love, but it has to be with firmness, too.
Right,
just,
it does have to be with firmness. And just truth. Truth is firm. I mean, you can't deviate from it. You can't rewrite the Bible. You can't do that.
Here's a whole other radical thought, the idea of taking the entire question of marriage out of the hands of government. And I have to say, I have heard people just saying, you know, and in fact, conservatives whom I respect, Scott Ott, who's one of the people who's on PJ Media, has a piece talking about this. Maybe the idea is just, okay, government has no more role in marriage. It simply is an institution that's created by churches and honored by them. I have to tell you, the level of disentanglement that would be required to do that is astronomical, because marriage is assumed and written into all sorts of Social Security survivor benefits and pension benefits and in private contracts, in public. I mean, it just in almost countless ways, the assumption of a traditional marriage is interwoven in regulation and law in the state and federal level. So it would not be a minor thing. But you know what? We are up against and out of time. I just realized this. I cannot go without. We are got to wrap it up. We are wrapped up. I want to say, first of all, funding for Ladies Can We Talk is provided by GC Works. GC Works is a Dallas-based company performing research and advanced technology and delivering innovative approaches to the oil and gas industry. Thank you to GC Works for sponsoring the show. This is Debbie Georgias and Ladies Can We Talk. You can follow me on Twitter at Debbie Can We Talk. Visit and like our Facebook page. It's awesome, Ladies Can We Talk. And email me at ladiescanwetalk@gmail.com. I love having you tune in each and every week. Thank you to Dorinda Randall, Chris Davis for being here tonight. And tune in every Sunday to Ladies Can We Talk.
Listening to Ladies Can We Talk with Debbie Georgiadis. To learn more or to contact us, go to ladiescanwetalk.org. And be sure to join us every Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on 660 AM The Answer.
The Mark Davis Show.
The Mark Davis Show.
So, anything we should discuss? It's always odd being away because I start to conduct talk shows in my head, which the family just loves. They are ready for me to be back at work, and I'm ready to return. Tons to address, Monday opportunity to compare notes on weekend stories and things that happened while we were apart. Thanks to Tim O'Hare for filling in, and we will reunite on the Monday show.
The Mark Davis Show, weekday mornings at 7, right before Mike Gallagher at 10, on 660 AM, The Answer.
Liberals and the media try to paint the Republicans as the party of no. But the way I see it, Republicans, or at least conservatives, are the party of yes. We say yes to families, to strong families. We say yes to educational choice for Americans of every income level. We say yes to life, to babies, and to moms. We say yes to legal immigration. Yes to responsible healthcare system that honors the doctor-patient relationship. We say yes to fiscal responsibility, to actually balancing the budget and living within our means. We say yes to keeping America strong and safe, to defending our country from enemies abroad and by securing our borders at home. Every week on my show, I urge Americans to speak up for America and say what conservatives stand for. Because when we say that, the mainstream of America will be right with us. This is Debbie Georgiadis, and Ladies, Can We Talk?
You want to feel connected, informed, included, inspired. So when important things happen, we're here. Your local radio and TV broadcast.